trial and error of my podcast from the first episode to now, and just like what went into it. A lot of things I learned over time with the audio, the podcast format, learning about an intro and an outro, and then the equipment. Now, this is going to lead into what I'm going to talk about, is that first starting out, had no idea what I wanted to talk about, even know what direction the podcast was going. It started off as an idea last year as one of my resolutions. After you watch so many YouTube videos and hype yourself up, and at the beginning, I told myself that it was something I could see myself doing as a hobby. So I went ahead, I got myself a microphone. I was like, okay, I have the microphone, now let's record. This is where I ended up learning about podcasting, was that I just record, upload, and it's done. For my first episode, that's exactly what I did. I recorded, no edits, uploaded, and probably a lot of mistakes I made in there, and going back and having to re-listen, it was a real eye-opener, just knowing that from that first to my latest episode, the progression through each episode that I've had so far, just the things that I learned with each one that helped improve that episode, that made it, in my opinion, better than the previous. Now, as I mentioned earlier, podcast format. So from that first episode, it was just an open forum, me talking, and I rambled. And, you know, for the third episode, I implemented a format. So that's why I ended up developing the format, a direction of where the podcast was going, learning about an intro and outro. There was no theme music for the beginning and the ending of a podcast. So if you listen to different podcasts on Spotify, Stitcher, or Google, all podcasts have a intro music and outro music. My first episode, I don't think had any of that. I have to go back and listen. It's been so long since I did the first episode. Now, that was something I had to learn about, and it really validates a podcast when you can have an intro and outro. And then another was equipment. I had to buy a mic, and I had to look up videos on what was the best mic that I could buy and utilize for a one-person podcast. A lot of YouTubers and podcasts on video had like their best opinion, but at the same time, some of these mics that they considered the best were not cost-effective. Some of them were up to $200 to $300, and I wasn't going to spend that much in the early stages on just me recording audio. And so I needed something more efficient, and I ended up finding a mic that was in my budget and been using that. Now, this leads me into what I point out on the first topic was audio. So it's going to segue into what I started learning about, was more of an eye-opener for me, was audio editing. Now, go back to my first episode. There wasn't much audio editing there. And what I learned is that you can't simply just record an episode and put it up there. You have to edit it. You have to clean it. You have to correct any mistakes to make it more professional. That's something I did not know when I uploaded my first episode. What I ended up learning was that there are programs available, some free, some paid, that podcasters or YouTube have utilized to make their audio sound much better and help them edit their audio. Now, in most cases, a lot of podcasts use programs like Audacity, where you upload audio and then you're able to listen and scrub your audio file on the fly. Now, with this is that you see a wave format and you go in and you just clip out mistakes, you hear background on it. So you go and just trim it, and then once that's all done, you save it, and you're left with the final product. Now, there are other programs that do the same thing. I end up using Audacity for a trial basis, and what I learned was that it wasn't something that was automated. It wasn't something that I could just upload and simply just fix the audio very quick, fix all like the mistakes or background noise or the coughs and remove those and clip those out. It wasn't something that was going to, take 5 minutes. And finding out that a one episode and just editing alone took almost 1 to 3 hours. And that is just if there wasn't, as many mistakes in the audio. And then having to go back and re-listen and seeing if to the ear it sounds pleasing and to yourself, okay, does this sound great to the point that I'm satisfied? And if it didn't, going back and like trimming it again and doing all these mixes, improving the audio, different way of doing all these things. And that's when I found out it was going to be more of an involved process and didn't have the time to spend sitting and doing audio editing. I ended up finding out I didn't feel like I had the time to do that. I need something more simple that would help me since I am only one person who's doing the odd recording, the audio, and uploading for the podcast. So I need something simpler to do. And since a vast majority of podcasts out there have a team or they send it out and pay someone to do it. I didn't have the luxury of that. So this is where I stumbled onto this program called Descript. Now, for those who don't know what this is, and Descript is an audio editing program that not only does audio editing, but also video as well. And in simple terms, they take your audio and video and they translate it and they format it into a Word document. And any edits you do on this Word document translates to your audio. So if you make any corrections or remove any words or remove anything that doesn't sound great and you remove it on this Word document, it applies that to your audio recording. And they also offer another benefit with their services, overdub, where you do a 30-minute session reading a script, and they have an AI system in the cloud that recognizes your voice and is able to recreate your voice so that if you end up making a mistake in your recording or you want to add something else, you could type it and the AI system will speak it in your voice. After seeing this and reading it, I really want to add this point that I just not thought of. You can add that, and it's going to add your voice audio into that addition to that recording seamlessly. Now, this, in my opinion, was a game changer for me. Since I'm only one person, I felt that it was easier to do edits on a Word document as opposed to the traditional way of doing audio edits. And by far, it saved me more time that I could actually go in and see where I need corrections as opposed to hearing it. And then the system would then make those adjustments to my audio. And so that really cut down the time in editing the recording. And that also, not only did I make those edits in the recording, but I also had a transcript. I could also upload this transcript for those who wanted not only to hear the audio, but could, read along with it if they needed to, which killed two birds in one stone. That really helped me. And I felt I did a free trial with them and I wanted to try them out and really love the service. So that was one thing that personally for me is helping, one program that I'm using. And you can see that kind of progression in my last recording is that I end up using Descript, and you can hear in some places where I had to make corrections. I had to use that overdub in that audio, and it's been typed out. So I'm pretty proud of that. That is one program that I ended up discovering that I feel like really benefits and really helps me out in my process of, you know, editing my podcast. The second program I started using is a program called Alitude. Now, with this is that this makes formatting your audio recording for your podcast even simpler. Traditionally, with an audio file for a podcast, you have three sets of audio: your outro, if you have a sponsored recording or announcement, you take all these separate audios and you put them into one and you stitch them together within one program, trying to line them up so that the final product is very seamless. Some use Audacity where they're able to like input all their audio recordings into one and do it that way. Alitude does it much more simpler than that. It's as simple as I have my announcement, my intro, and my outro music. I have my main recording, which is the bulk of the podcast. And all it is just, they made it as simple as I just drag and drop. And then beginning, I have an intro. And then and you can see it displayed. It's very visually, you upload it, it shows you in this diagram your podcast, the main audio. Add your intro and then your outro, and you just click, and then if you've already uploaded an intro theme music and outro theme music, all you have to do is select it and it adds it for you. And then if you want to add an announcement, if you already have that pre-recorded, you just click that and it adds it for you. And then once you're done, it does the same process that program Audacity that would take an hour to do, condenses it and does it in half the time. So it tells you it could take 15, 20 minutes. And once it's done, you have your final product. And then for me, it is time saver. Since I will reiterate that I am just one person, I do want to be able to be more efficient with my time. And I feel Alitude and Script allow me to do that. That's another thing I learned about was hosting sites. Where's your podcast going to be established or live while you record? One of them that really stood out to me was this website called Buzzsprout. And I watched a YouTube video where they announced, this is their website, what they are. They are a podcast hosting site. I signed up for the website, did a free trial, you know, created a name, a description, what the podcast was about, and then what my first episode was about, and then I uploaded it. And that was it. And what Buzzsprout offers is that they will also create a website for your podcast that you could use to listen to on the web if they weren't able to listen to it on their phones. And so that in itself also made it easier for me to decide to go with them. And they offered also a master editing of your audio. We're going to get to my setup. When I recorded my first episode, my setup was just Bluetooth headset that I had connected to my phone that I did the audio. It wasn't as strong, and it was picking up different audio. It was picking up background noise. So that was my first iteration of a setup, was recording with a over-the-ear Bluetooth headset that for my first episode. Since then, I've transitioned into, I got my Samsung mic. So my second episode was more of recording with that mic, which was, the setup was still, the mic was connected to my phone, which I don't have a good relay, a professional relay where you can input your audio or mixer for the audio. So right now the phone has become my recording device for the most part. But the second episode was essentially me getting that Samsung's mic, having it connected to my phone, and then recording the episodes that way. Then I also use a headset to my computer and record that way. And so those have been my progression, was just using your standard Bluetooth headset to microphone that I plug into my computer. And those have been my tools going forward. And so that's was a real learning curve for me, because knowing what equipment to use and then getting a better understanding of what quality of audio is going to be captured with that can be a game changer. Now, it was still pretty early on for my podcast that I was able to learn from this and do my homework, where I can actually say that I'm in the process of buying Monix wireless mics that are connected by a USB Type-C receiver that plugs into a Android phone. And what these mics are is that they clip to the collar, and they also have a lavalier mic as well in addition. So what this will allow me to do in interviews, it'll allow hopefully the audio to be much clearer and crisper since the last episode. So what this will allow, both audio from myself and the guest or whoever I have with me on the podcast, to come in clearer and put it on one mic. And so this would make any type of projects a great improvement. This is going to be a good investment for that, which, you know, it'll allow me to just do the podcast microphone to connect to my phone. They'll still be connected, allow me to be more mobile than having to take out the microphone, all the attachments, and get everything set up. It's a lot of clutter, so this will cut that down. And so it's going to give it a much more clean aesthetic. So I feel like that's going to be a big improvement with the audio. And just for me personally, all the audio will just be on my audio recording app that Samsung has with their phones. I just wanted something simpler. And after everything I watched up to that point, when everyone was like, this mic, this equipment, this and that, I came very close to getting a Blue Yeti, and then realized I already have a standard mic. The Blue Yeti would allow for more of a multiple people being able to talk, since it is a multi-directional mic that was able to pick up multiple voices. So that was one thing I was looking into. And then realize if I got that, just be more on the same setup with the mic on top of the table, and me and my guest came like on opposite ends, and hopefully are on the audio for that. Buy an equipment that would be simple enough for me that I wouldn't have to lug around much equipment. As I just wanted to reiterate the progression of when I started the podcast to the most current episode, my evolution in learning through trial and error on producing the podcast and the things that I had to go through, learning on my own on what works and what doesn't work. In the future, I still want to be able to learn new techniques, learn about equipment, software that's going to overall improve the quality of my podcast. And so hopefully in the coming episodes, you will see that I do know how an intro and an outro. Those are big, in my opinion, big steps into establishing yourself podcast. And then another big step for me now is that the podcast itself is now searchable in Google Podcasts. Took some time to get that up and running, but there were some guidelines I had to follow with submitting my podcast to Google Podcasts. Excited that once we got approved, we are now part Google Podcast. The next goal would be to get the podcast in Apple Podcasts. Those are my goals for the future, and bringing out more content on different subjects. So I want to thank you and have a great night, and see you next time.